Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. This week in 1964, a gathering of talent like no other was assembled for the Newport Folk Festival. Among those appearing were Sleepy John Estes, the Reverend Robert Wilkins, Mississippi Fred McDowell, Jesse Fuller, Mississippi John Hurt, and Robert Pete Williams. There was one in particular, though, that really stood out.
Skip James was born in Mississippi, in Bentonia, the southern part of Mississippi, in June 1902. He's raised around Bentonia. I guess that's about all I have to say. Skip James.
Skip James, like his Mississippi contemporary, Son House, had been rediscovered previously that summer. He'd not recorded for more than 30 years, when he made 18 sides for Paramount in 1931. Succumbing to the effects of the Great Depression, Paramount went out of business not long afterwards, and his records became sought-after collector's items.
Oh, Lord, I'll be the devil. Feed that woman, man.
Truth be told, when Skip James took the stage at Newport, no one knew quite what to expect. The haunting sounds of his 1931 recordings had long baffled blues fans, including some wild speculation that the eerie sounds of his music was due to record company equipment malfunction. All conjecture, however, was soon put to rest.
You know I'd rather be the devil. You know I'd rather be the devil than to be that woman, man.
According to eyewitness accounts, Skip James' short appearance on the afternoon of Saturday, July 25th, was the highlight of the 1964 Newport Folk Festival. He would go on to enjoy a lengthy second career, becoming a beloved figure of the 1960s blues revival. And that's going to do it for This Week in Blues History. For more great blues, tune in every Saturday evening at 5 for the Blues Review and Tuesday night at midnight for Blues Unlimited, here on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson.
To me and wring your hand, because you know I've been your dog ever since I've been your man.